Earth. The program for mending and transcending. Please sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist. And now, Broken Earth.
Show. I am Bill. Today's show is called No One Is Going to Steal Your Marshmallow Man, and I'll explain why shortly. Today we're going to be talking about Kanye West, health, rapists, and racism. If you'd like to give us a call today, give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. If you'd like to give us a call, if it's, you know, if you want a reading or you'd like to share a paranormal story or something spiritual with us, but we may ask the callers to share something with us before we answer any psychic questions, like tell us about paranormal experience you've had, what colour underwear are you wearing, that kind of thing. So without further ado, please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
We'll
abruptly, it ends.
Hi, happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu, and
I'm
we
Bill.
Have a lot to talk about today.
Oh, I'm glad you do.
So what crazy stuff has been going on in the news this past week?
Well, before we get on to that, the chat room is open now. It's a bit late opening it up. If it's not appearing below the listening window, then you can refresh the page and it should appear, and then you should be able to chat there unless you're a guest. Then you'll just be able to watch us typing.
But you'll be able to read it. You'll be able to watch it and read it, but not participate.
Clap your hands and laugh. And watch us typing. So anyway, why have you called the name of the show No One's Going to Steal Your Marshmallow Man?
Because no one's going to do that. Because
well,
you... You go for it.
Well, I've had a Ghostbusters, you know, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in my window for years, like stood there. It's about, what tall is he? It's probably about 16 inches tall.
16 inches? Yeah.
Yeah. Today I decided to have a look on eBay, and it's worth about £400, so I took him out the window because someone might smash the window and steal him.
And
besides,
nobody
I don't really want him to be, you know, fading in the sun. Stay puffed. That's my motto.
Stay puffed.
Yeah. I'm always staying puffed. So, and if anybody's, you know, into their Marvel things and awesome things like that, and they want awesome collectibles, then if you go to Sideshow Collectibles, there's loads of stuff on there. Awesome figures. Some of them are quarter scale. Some of them are 12 inches. They're pretty freaking good. And there's like stuff from Pacific Rim, ornaments and busts and stuff. So they're Sideshow Collectibles. I think they're actually Hot Toys, but they're distributed by Sideshow Collectibles. So Kanye West. Kanye West. It's been his usual self again.
An awkward moment
where Kanye West was a gig in the Sydney Credit Union Arena. I think it was last Friday, and he stopped in the middle of his song, Good Life. And I said he wouldn't continue to have a fan in the arena, was on their feet. And he kept going on. Everybody on their feet, I can see you two. Why are you on your feet? You need to get up. I'm not doing this till everybody's dancing. You'll hear what I'm saying. And he said, you know, what are you in a wheelchair or something? Get up. And then he sent a security guard over. And after about 4 minutes of all this going on, one of them had to wave their prosthetic leg in the air to... tell him the, and then as soon as he found out, he was like, oh, okay, carry on with the song. Yo, stop. that's one of his songs, isn't it? Is that how his song goes? So that was really embarrassing. But the thing was, even embarrassing, people were booing them at first because they weren't standing up as well. And it's like, Jesus, you know what I mean? I jumped over a canyon, man.
It's just an egomaniac.
Evil Knievel.
He's just an egomaniac.
Beyonce is so much better than Taylor Swift.
Well, I mean, you know, Beyonce's got a spell put on a lot of people. Really?
You know what? I bet he likes fish sticks. I like gay fish.
I thought he was a gay fish.
I like, but you... Do you like fish sticks? Yeah. Well, then you're a gay fish. So, to bring the mood down a bit, a serial murderer and rapist has been given the right to end his life under controversial Belgian euthanasia laws, it has emerged. You can't laugh during this one. Frank van den Bleeken, 15, has been behind bars for 30 years. There's no hope of release because of his intensely violent urges. Now, judges in Brussels have agreed that van den Bleeken can commit suicide with the help of medics. The prisoner's lawyer said, over recent years, he's been seen by several, doctors and psychologists, and their conclusion is that he's suffering and suffering unbearably. It goes on, I'm not going to read it all, but I mean, that's not really fair due to the fact that people who are living in horrendous pain and have terminal illnesses have to go on suffering and die a very slow death, and they just want to die and get it over with, but it's illegal for them to actually do that and, you know, have assisted suicides. But a rapist can do it. Where's the sense in that? It's a crazy world. I haven't seen Django Unchained, but anyway, this is about that. The Los Angeles Police Department is launching an internal investigation into the arrest of Django Unchained actress who claims she was stopped by cops who thought she was a prostitute. Daniel Watts' boyfriend, Brian Lucas, filmed her crying as she was handcuffed and questioned by police for simply kissing her partner in public. Police also questioned Lucas and asked him questions like, do you really know her? Seemingly insinuating that Watts was soliciting. The couple described the humiliating incident to BuzzFeed, saying they were kissing in Lucas's car outside the CBS Studio Center in Studio City on Thursday when someone in a nearby office walked by and told them to stop. A Caucasian guy in a business suit comes downstairs and says, can you stop, guys, stop putting on a show? I have people who are trying to work up there. Watts says she was actually fully dressed and only kissing when police were called to the scene. And asked for the couple's identification. Lucas handed police his idea, but Watts refused and started walking away from the scene. I didn't have the stomach for someone on a power trip when I knew I hadn't done anything wrong, Watts told BuzzFeed. That's when police stopped and handcuffed her, bringing her back to the scene where the couple was questioned. You mean the couple were questioned? Daily Mail? Get your freaking vocabulary right. I mean, not your vocabulary. Your wordy words.
Tenses,
Lucas,
your tenses, your wordy words.
You'll get your
wordy grammar.
Words. That's it, yeah. Get your wordy words right. Lucas found the kinds of questions troubling. How do you know her? What relationship? There were questions that, quite frankly, made me feel like they were questioning me like the client of a prostitute, Lucas said. He didn't say anything ever about that. I just felt the energy from it. Watts was eventually let go after providing a photo ID, while the LAPD initially refused to comment on the incident. Really? Oh my god. I'm surprised they didn't beat their asses as well. Since there has been no official arrest, they have been released and a statement saying they were investigating. They said two officers were dispatched to the scene on a report of indecent exposure and briefly detained the two individuals. Upon further investigation, it was determined that no crime had been committed. Miss Watts had a companion... and a companion was subsequently released. It goes on, but yeah. Kissing in the car, someone goes, oh my god, prostitutes, because, prostitute. Get the police down here. The hell do you think you're doing?
She wasn't even dressed like a prostitute. She was just wearing, like, some sneakers and some shorts and a t-shirt. But but it makes you wonder what hookers must look like in Studio City if they really thought that she was a prostitute.
Oh, but the actual boyfriend actually got his arm cut. His arm was cut as well, so when they chucked him in the back of the car, they could actually sue for that.
Well, she was cuffed, and her cuffs were so tight that she was bleeding.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Oh, boyfriend, so the... Oh, no, sorry. It was her. That's, sorry. Top comment on this page. She was lucky she was not shot. You know, those cops could have feared for their life before proceeding to unload their 9mm. She's got a loaded tongue. Get down on the ground.
And I didn't know that it was a crime. Well, I mean, I guess that she didn't get cuffed for not showing her ID, but she was trying to walk away because they didn't have a right to be doing what they were doing.
Exactly.
And she knew her rights. But,
you know what,
they held her under suspicion of prostitution. I think that was a power trip.
Well, you know what? No, what fear?
And racism, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course. So, well, you know, if I was in the street one day and then some cop came over and he was like, grab me, and he was like, go on the ground, I'd be like, I'd automatically fight back because it'd be like self-defense. But then, you know, if I like hit him or something, then it'd be like, oh my God, and the police are coming in. It just makes the situation worse. What, you're supposed to just lie there and take it?
Well, I mean, if you don't want to get beat up, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not that...
What if they were already... See, I see police officers, they come along, grab somebody, and they just start beating them up. What do you do? Just lie there? Let them carry on the beating or stand up and fight back? So it's a lose-to-lose situation. Protect and serve.
Yeah. It's a really unfortunate and uncomfortable situation. I mean, I've seen people get beat up. It was a long time ago. I may not be recalling it completely correctly, but I think the guy was a homeless guy, and they were asking him to move along, not to loiter, and he just kept sitting there because there was no loitering sign. But he was right in front of a restaurant that I think the people that were running the restaurant wanted him to leave. And so they proceeded to beat him up. I mean, they beat him up, and we watched it. You could see blood and spit fly. It was horrible, and it was just like, are you serious? But this was, you know, this was a while ago. I think I may have been 17 or 18 when we saw that, but it was just crazy. And it was in a place that people were known to loiter because it was where, like, a lot of, you know, punk rock kids and other people would just kind of hang out and sit around and talk. So it wasn't like he was literally in the way. He just smelled bad and didn't look good. But, I mean, you know, I just said punk rock kids. So, I mean, they didn't either, but I guess they had a fashion since that's what they were doing. But, you know, there's nothing new. You know, this is not something that's brand new. It's just that people are tired of it. We're really tired of it.
Well, you can see that people are tired from stuff. The amount of riots that's been going on, you know, protests, peaceful protests. But really, they don't really get a lot of people anywhere, really, unfortunately, because you get provocateurs in the crowds to give the impression that they've turned violent. You'll have a peaceful protest and you get people dressed up in black like thugs. You go through the crowd and they start smashing windows and stuff. And they're actually in with the police. There's videos to show that and to prove that on YouTube because they put up barricades where the peaceful protest people are, and then you get people rioting. They won't let anybody through except for the ones that are dressed in black that have been doing all the smashing up and stuff. So then they've got an excuse to go in, start using some violence because they reckon everybody's rioting rather than protesting caused by these people who are on the side of the police, giving the impression, you know.
Yeah.
Now, what we can do, right? I'll tell you what, I'll play a song. It is about 7 minutes. But as soon as we come back, we'll take some calls, eh?
Okay, and I think the first call we'll be talking to is the caller
313.
I thought the caller at 615 was first.
Well, looking at the time. You sure?
It was the... Yeah.
Oh, I see. Ah, right. Okay, I see now. All has become clear.
And then we'll be talking to the caller at 313. So.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back.
And we're back. Pick a number between 1 and 50.
50? Do you say? 1 and 50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
33.
When was the last time you marched into the dark with only the soft glow of an idea you strongly believed?
Well, the other day I had, you know, I really had this idea in my head. I wanted to go to the toilet, and I did, and I didn't turn the light on. I just wandered into the darkness, and is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm, I do. So apparently that answer is never. I'm just kidding. This is the esoteric question that I think that I'd like to throw at the caller we're about to pick up. So basically, you know, when was the last time that you went forward with no plan, but you knew that what you believed in was true enough to just move forward? Caller at 615, this is Broken Earth. Talk to us.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how are you?
All right. What's the word?
Hello, Billy.
Hey there.
Well, that's a very good question, because I'm about to jump into something that I'm not really quite sure of.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going away for 2 weeks with my 3-year-old baby, a case of shingles, and about $700 worth of medication.
Oh.
My endoscopy and colonoscopy are on Monday. I don't want to die by endoscopy like Joan Rivers. I'm not even kidding.
You know, I have there's a girl I went to high school with who went in for her colonoscopy and had a cardiac arrest on the table and passed away a few days later. And this happened around Thanksgiving.
Well, and I think that you told me once that something is going to happen in the middle of this month. And I think it's happening. So I think some time away, we'll be jumping off kind of the deep end and letting two people find their space.
Where are you going to go?
God help me. To my dad's.
You're going to your dad. So you're going to Eclipsian in the chat room is saying that their endoscopy was not problematic, and 1 minute awake, the next passed out, and it was a very easy procedure. So we're going to just say that it's going to be okay. But you're going to go away just kind of down the road. You're not going to go away.
No, I'm just going away to create some space, even though my mother is terrified because I've got all these health issues going on. And quite frankly, I just see it as a point of getting old and crushed, you know? I think that my soul is crushed and therefore my body can't heal. And it's just seeping out of me. And I don't know what to do about it anymore. And I'm shaking.
Okay.
So, you know.
So how are you doing? I'm just kidding. How are you doing? Yeah. How are you doing?
Well, besides that, it's just fine.
Everything's good, right?
Everything's so perfect, you wouldn't even believe it. My life is rosy.
I just made all this up. Well,
no. Well, here's my other little tiny issue. I am leaving a lonely Gemini here. And I don't want past problems to rear their head while I'm gone.
Okay.
And I have a deep, deep feeling that that's going to happen.
Well, you're dealing with somebody who does not think what he did was wrong.
I know.
And who also, is what I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. He's like tofu. You know, he works with whatever you put with him.
And really bland.
Now let me tell you something. Saying that I know sounds insulting, but it's not. I'm not talking about what you just said, sweetie. I'm talking about telling somebody, you know what, you're like tofu. You know, it sounds bad, but
no,
it's not.
He is. It's very true. He takes on what is around him, absorbs it, and then plays that role.
Right. And so you have been the leader of the pack, so to speak, and since you've been sick, everything that's been perpetuated is the illness. It's not only that, but, you know, a couple of weeks ago we did a show, and we talked a little bit about how medication makes you sicker. And
yes.
You'll agree that since you were pregnant and you were having anemia and other issues that you were having, the medications that you have sent you into a depression, sent you into a dark space. Basically, your medicines have made you sicker. So,
yes.
You know, we've got to get you through this endoscopy. We've got to get you through some other stuff, and we've got to start getting you off this crap and start getting you back into the world again, but, you know, one piece at a time. It can't be done cold turkey. You know, we've got to put you back into the things full time. And I'm going to tell you, you can be as scared as you need to be about what's going on with your marriage, but I'm not scared, because I know that with people who love you, people who actually care about you guys as a couple, these people will have your back. These people will be checking on him to make sure he's okay. Somebody will be trying to talk to him for an hour or two a night to wear him out until he passes out or goes to sleep or whatever, so that he's not trying to dig around in the dirt for something to plug into. Okay?
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, you just make sure that you're handling you, and let the people that you know you can trust handle everything else.
You know how I am with trustworthy people.
I know you only trust a handful of people, but I'm telling you that...
ones that I do trust, I trust wholeheartedly. You know, I trust you wholeheartedly. I trust M. Holder wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm freaked out. I hasn't been this bad in a long time, and they're going to make me go back to the psych hospital if I don't unfreak out. And I don't want that anymore. I just don't. It's starting to scare the shit out of me. Excuse me. The hell out of me. I didn't know if I could swear or not.
You're not allowed to. There's children listening.
My child, thank God, is in bed.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, you know, it's a scary time when it comes to, you know, because I've been very ill for, almost 6 months now, is it? 6 months, I think. You know, once the hospital's got you, they just want to keep you coming back and back and back for more things, more tests and that, and it really doesn't help to your situation, you know. And then they give you medication that doesn't freaking help you. Makes you even worse.
Well,
it's just, you know, it's difficult.
It's a cycle.
Situation.
It is, and Bill, I've had 58 procedures on my left kidney in the past 9 years. 58. And my body is tired. I just contracted shingles. I had my last kidney stone blasted out. My mother says I'm so stressed I can't function I can't function. I've turned gray instead of transparent white. Now I'm a gray person.
I was so bad with stress, anxiety attacks, shaking, muscle spasms. It was really bad. But the thing is, I had a lot of stress going on in my life. Things were bad enough as it was, and then they gave me the omeprazole or Prilosec, which made me worse, and I should have got over it quicker, but this was making it worse. And I was really bad, and I was just like, it's just making me worse, and I was like, what's the point? You know, I don't really want to be here anymore. And they diagnosed me with something called Brugada syndrome, which is sudden death syndrome, syndrome of the heart.
It's where his heart can just stop and he can just die.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm completely over, you know, over, and I'm like over, like putting a blanket over
that's,
what it
that's
really is.
That's basically what it is.
But,
it's
hereditary.
It's where my heart can just stop and I'll just die. Doctors are like, you don't be exercising and stuff, and, you know, I was just going back into the hospital, back into the test and stuff, and now they wanted to send me to Liverpool Hospital, which is, I haven't even got a car, so it's like, how the hell do I go over there? And it's like, oh, then after that, we'll do genetic testing, and then we'll do this test, and then we'll consultations, and I was just like, you know what, screw it, I'll go back to my exercises, forget what the hospital has to say, I stopped taking the Prilosec. And I've improved.
Have you?
Yeah. I feel a lot better now.
I mean, do you feel healthier in your mind and your body?
Yeah, certainly do.
But
a lot of it was down to, I think a lot of it was down to the Prilosec, but I thought, I even said to the doctor, I said, you know, if for some reason my heart stops and I die, so be it, you know. Whether it'll happen or not is, you know, it's probably unlikely, but
it is.
Well, you know, I can't do anything about it, so, you know, I'll just go back to do what I enjoy, exercising, going out, enjoy life, and, you know, so be it.
Well, that's what I'm going to try to do, hopefully, after this procedure and this trip, is come back and gain some control of something.
Yeah.
You know?
It took a lot of time, though. Like I said, it's been about 6 months, and I think a lot of people, especially when it comes down to stress, anxiety, all those kind of symptoms, they can cause so many different problems with your body.
I know.
I was really, really concerned because I've had muscle spasms for months and months, and I was like, what the hell is, have I got MS or something? What is this? You start looking online, and there's all these symptoms coming up. Basically, you're going to die. You know, I've got a runny nose, you're going to die. You know what it's like on these websites, it's suddenly... But,
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's you start looking and these become obsessive, trying to find out your symptoms, keeps leading to the same thing. But it's funny how it can cause so many different... I even have pins and needles and my little feet were going numb and everything. It's just so many different...
I'm on seven antidepressants.
Seven different ones. Well... See,
oh my gosh.
See, the thing is...
So I'm manageable.
Well, I was...
I'm not even kidding.
I was that bad. I wanted antidepressants so bad. I really needed them. And I was going to the hospital, to the doctors, and I'd been back in soon, and I thought, this is it now. I've been through all these things. This was the last point where I can go on to these antidepressants. I wanted them, but I didn't want to do it. I really wanted these because I didn't see any other way out, and it was so bad. So I went there, and I thought, here we go, thank God. And we'll go through it. Let's have a look, okay? Oh, wait a minute. No, we can't give you anything because of the heart condition.
Yeah.
So I said, what? I said, we can't do anything for you. Here's a pamphlet. You can go and talk to somebody. I was like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
God.
I said, what the hell is it? I came out, I was so angry when I came out of there that I actually felt better. It doesn't make any sense, but I was so angry. I was going to start smashing up the car park, all the cars in there. I was just, I was so enraged. And I thought, you know what, screw the doctors. I can't be bothered with this anymore, you know what I mean? And
Oh, no, I understand. I've seen so many doctors. I have such mistrust in any medical professional because they're not in it for me.
That's
all
it.
They need for me is to be taken care of and shoved out the door with a bottle of pills, and maybe that'll make it better. And if it's not
That's
better,
it.
Come back in 3 weeks. And if it's
That's
not
it.
Better, come back in 2 weeks. And it's destroying things.
So bad.
When I get back, I'm going to try to scale back on some of this stuff, and hopefully everything will come down.
Yeah, you need to make sure that you do. If you decide that you want to try and wean yourself off the antidepressants, like I said, you've got to do it slowly. Because my biggest mistake was I was on this Prilosec, and I stopped it cold turkey. My body pretty much went into shock and made it even worse.
Yeah.
I should have done it slowly, but I just wanted to get it. As soon as I read all the side effects of this stuff, I wanted to come off it straight away, but I should have done it slowly. So it's probably going to take, it's really difficult. You really got to be patient with these things, because if I knew back when it was in March, I think, when a lot of this kind of started happening, if I knew that it would still be going on now,
yeah.
I'd have been like, my God. Really, that's how long? I mean, I'm still going through it, you know, but I'm really so much better than I used to be. But I would have thought, God, I was expecting to be over it within a few weeks, but it just went on. You've really got to have patience, and you've got to stick with it. You know, it takes people years to start to get back to normal, but it also takes a long time for the medication to get out of your system.
It takes a long time for the crazy to get there, and it takes a long time to get rid of the crazy.
That's right. So, you know, you've just got to take baby steps and have perseverance. And like I said, I wanted to give up and say, you know, I can't do this anymore. But I just forced myself to go about my daily routine as I normally would. But I'm so glad I did, because the last thing I needed to do, the doctor was trying to sign me off work. They were trying to stick me, say, oh, yeah, it's 2 weeks. And I said, no, I refused. They were arguing with me. They were like, you need to take time off work, it's 2 weeks. And I was like, no, it'll take 1 week. I was like, not doing that, take 1 day. I was like, no, I'm not doing that, because I knew if I'd come back and sat home, I would have been stuck here with my own thoughts, stuck inside my own head with my illness. And I would have, but if I'm off doing stuff, my head's occupied, it takes the attention away from my symptoms. So that's what I did, and that did help. Even though I did not want to be there in work, it was the right decision for me, but with getting enough rest at the same time. So.
Well, like I said, I have a 3-year-old, so that's my work. I have to get up every day
and
take care of him, and it's a big job, and I want to be a good mom, and I want to be a mom that's straight in my head, too.
Yeah.
So, guys, just... say something for me and hope for the best. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and
I'll
let you on with
that.
your next caller.
Yeah, but you come back and let us know how you're doing.
Nunu will know. She always does.
I said I kind of know in some ways what you're going through, I guess. But
Thank you.
Just takes perseverance, you know, so it is difficult. And,
I am the most mentally strong person you will ever meet. And that's the one positive thing I can say.
Yeah, that's what you need. So
that's the one thing I can say. Well, love to you both. Get on to your callers.
I will
Thanks.
Do.
Okay.
Speak to you soon.
Bye.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Is there anything you wanted to say before we take the next caller?
No, you may continue.
Well, before we do take the next caller, Eclipsian was saying in the chat room that this is what Eclipsian's typing. When I was stressed back in October, I became extremely ill. Pain in the neck area, back, waist, sore throat, lymph node pain. It was terrible. My doctor really thought it was stress-related, and I really do think it was that too. Someone once said that stress is a killer, and it can be, or it can really make you sick. I would recommend that she try to find the reasons for her stress and try to eliminate one by one, or at least come to terms with it without letting it overcome so much of her life. I really feel for her based on my illnesses due to stress. Now, one of the things that I do want to talk about today, you know, I've got, you know, there's a lot of things that, especially with skin situations, you know, right now her shingles have come up. Illnesses that are skin that are skin related that are contributed to stress, like shingles, herpes, which of course you contract, but it still comes up when you have stress. You know, other things, you know, other issues like baby girl's issues with her scalp and stuff. These are all stress related. These are all still connected to your body heat and also basically candida. And so, you know, read about garlic and how garlic can help you. Excuse me. It just came out.
Damn. Damn.
You know, candida is a natural, it's a yeast killer. It's a fungus killer. I mean, and I'm sorry, not candida, but
what?
Garlic is. It's a yeast killer and it's a fungus killer.
Candida's Well, sorry, let me just
a little garlic with a little yogurt added to it is really good when it comes to food. I mean, you can even apply it topically. But anyway, you know, because garlic is a wonder drug. I remember working at the natural food store I was working at, and this woman came in completely enraged, completely just like insane, talking about how there was so much garlic in her food and how garlic is a medicine, it's not a spice. And she was like, there was so much garlic in it, it actually makes me nauseous. I'm not sick. And I was just like, wow, this woman is nuts. But, I mean, I understood where she was coming from, but, of course, you're going to find a lot of hippies that love garlic, and they put garlic and stuff because they use so much garlic they can't taste it. I know. And it has to get more garlicky and more garlicky and more garlicky. So, you know, it is a medicine and it helps with so many different things. You know, I'm just looking through this little book I've got here, and it's, you know, it helps with so many different things, like I said, and I can just kind of name these things off real quickly. Here we go. Acne. It also says AIDS on here. Arteriosclerosis. You know, for your arteries and also for arthritis. Bites, blood clots, boils and cysts, cancer, and candida. And, you know, cancer and candida are related to each other. They're like their brother and sister, if not twins. Yeah, and diabetes, diarrhea. Just even the common cold and flu, eczema, which is, you know, skin illness, which is connected to candida. You know, heart attacks, heavy metal poisoning. Hives, which is still
a skin issue. I've got heavy metal poisoning.
Anyway, we could go on and on and on and on, but the thing is that it's very, very good for you.
I had an ear infection and I sliced up some garlic and jammed it in my ear. I challenged everybody to keep a piece of garlic in their ear for an hour. Because damn,
he was freaking out so bad.
It was so bad. I was like a crazy person sat in the corner because I was rocking back and forth and squeezing my head and everything because it was like itching and it was so bad. But I tell you what, it distracted the actual earache. It turned it into like severe itching and But I tell you what, I think it did help. But I mean, I shoved that piece of garlic in my ear.
It did help. It honestly and truthfully did help. But it's still, you know.
Just before we move on now, the other thing for candida, tea called Paudarco. It's Paudarco. which is made from the bark of a tree. If you go to, what's it, Rio Health, I think it is, you've got to go on there just to make sure you get the right type. There's different types out there. If you have a look on Rio Health, it'll give you the name, scientific name of the tree, and then you can search for it there at other places. And that's supposed to kill Candida because it was the only tree in the forest that didn't have any fungus growing on it, so they decided to make some tea out of it, and there you go.
There you go. All right, let's take the caller at 313. Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
How are you?
Good.
I had a question. I was wondering, do you feel a successful future with me and DeMichael?
You said that there's a future with you and DeMichael?
I said, do you see a future, or do you see a successful future, or what do you pick up with DeMichael, or whatever you come up with him? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you, but I'm
having
a hard time. I'm trying to get focused, and there's a little noise in the background, and I'm trying to clear it out.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm at work and turned on the TV, but that's what it is.
Okay. Oh boy. One of the things, and I want to know what this means to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listen to this, you know, I'm trying to put him across the table from me first off. You know, just to ask him how he's feeling, and he won't sit down. So when I'm asking my guide what's going on or just what's up. Is he in another relationship with someone else?
Did he have one?
Right. Is he in a different relationship, dear? Okay.
Who's
there
on the
go.
Phone? Who's on the phone? I guess nobody now.
Okay. Nobody's on the phone. That was great. Okay, so anyway, let's talk to the caller at 619 and then
619.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
This is Donna. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just wanted to see if you picked up on. I need a car. Do you see me getting one? And if so, where and when?
Hold on, just a moment.
Okay. Thanks.
That's a simple question.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at next week.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, in the middle of the week.
Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the deal. It does look like it's a car that belongs to someone else, not like a dealership. Uh-huh. It does look like it's a car that is just one of those get-around cars for right now,
uh-huh.
like something that they're taking care of, and they're telling you, you know, we'll help you take care of it, blah, 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 et cetera. You know, and it's a guy. It's a man.
Uh-huh.
Now, it looks like you've got this car going on for a little while until you're
do
able
know,
to get a
do
car.
Do I know this person? Do I know this
yeah, it
person?
Yeah, it seems like you're already familiar with him. Yeah.
Huh.
And then, like I said, it looks like you have this car for a little bit until you're able to actually you know, really get into a car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, there's two cars within this cycle. And cycles, or it's like summer to summer. So there's one that it looks like, as I said, you're getting next week. And then there's another one in the springtime, which is actually going to be the car you'll have for a while. Okay?
Yeah, I wonder if I need to reach out more. I mean, is it just going to just flop in my lap, or am I trying to, I'm trying to figure out... Ooh.
Well, just put it out there. Just put it out there, like maybe on Facebook. I need a car, y'all, and see what happens. You know, to try to keep it simple. Don't, you know, you don't have to scour Craigslist and all that kind of crap.
The only thing is I don't have the cash up front, so the dealership would be my only option as far as payment.
It actually looks like it's somebody that's going to be, you know, doing you a solid and helping you out. And as I said, I do see you getting into a car that is, you know, but it's in the springtime. So there's something that you'll be getting to get around with soon.
Right.
And then you'll have something that's better in a little while.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay.
Now, can I ask one more question?
We do really try to keep it simple, dears.
Okay,
if you want to read, get in touch with us. Yeah,
I will.
On Facebook.
Thank you so much.
Or something. All right, dear.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye now.
Yeah, if anybody wants to get in touch with us for a reading, you can get in touch with us on Facebook under Broken Earth Radio Show or Psychic Nunu. And also, we do have Broken Earth Radio Show, page, but I didn't post the link. But I usually do post the links. They're on some of the other shows if anybody wants to, you know, find us outside of this because of something that's more private and personal or just something more thorough that you really want to talk about.
All right, let's take this break, blast out this tune, and we'll be right back.
Just a perfect day, drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark,
we go home.
Just a perfect day.
Feed animals in the zoo.
Then later, a movie too. And then
thank you.
perfect day.
Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. So I see we have more callers, so let me just read out a bit of news before we continue. A Mexican family has been jailed for gouging out the eyes of their 5-year-old relative with a spoon during a satanic ritual to bring out the end of the world. Fernando, I'm not going to read that out, whatever his name is, was ordered to close his eyes out of respect with his mother. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, they danced in a circle and called on Satan to reveal himself. But when he was too scared to do so, his mother grabbed a spoon and the entire group gouged them out. They were caught when neighbors who had heard loud chanting came to investigate and saw the child screaming in pain. Today, more than 2 years after the incident in May 2012, a court has sentenced the group to 30 years each in jail. He's been given glass eyes. He looks fairly happy on the pictures. I won't continue with that, but that is pretty sad. And, you know, it makes you wonder what some people can get up to. It's just not right, is it? It's just crazy. Crazy. This next bit, I'm not entirely sure how much truth is in this, but it wouldn't surprise me, I guess. The White House has officially admitted, I believe, somewhere, I'd have to find that, but officially admitted that fake vaccination programs have been used by the United States as a cover for covertly stealing DNA samples from the public as part of their so-called War on Terror. The aim of the scheme carried out in the Middle East was to use DNA analysis to identify suspected terrorists who would then be targeted to be killed by the United States. As the New York Times reported in 2011, in the months before Osama bin Laden was killed, the Central Intelligence Agency ran a phony vaccination program in Pakistan as a ruse to obtain DNA evidence from members of bin Laden's family thought to be holed up in an expansive compound there. What's that noise?
What are you talking about?
CIA agents recruited a senior Pakistan doctor to organize the vaccine drive in Abbottabad, even starting the project in a poorer part of town to make it look more authentic, reports The Guardian. This scheme, first unveiled in 2011, is the first time in history that the U.S. government has been forced to admit. Forced to, now I've lost my place now. And public health activities secretly and illegally harvest DNA from the public in an attempt to assassinate one individual. How exactly could a vaccination program harvest DNA from people? It's a simple matter, really. As The Guardian explains, nurses could have been trained to withdraw some blood in the needle after administrating the drug. So, believe that what you will, doesn't really surprise me, but there's an article there. I might have read this out. Japanese fans accuse the American Godzilla of being too fat. I think I might have read that out before, but Japanese people
aren't
happy.
I don't know if you did or not.
Because they just say he is too fat. To be fair, he is a little bit porky. But, you know, perfectly formed. So, you know what makes me laugh sometimes? The Daily Mail. They put an article up about something. And they actually disabled the comments. You cannot comment on this for legal reasons. No, I'm not saying it's on this Godzilla one. But sometimes they do that and say... So there you go. Now, did you want to take another call, or
you're going to take the call?
No, I don't think I will.
Come on, you're going to do it. No.
Take the call, but you can do all the work.
Hi, 646. This is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, everyone. I was just calling to get a reading.
Alrighty.
Oh, my name is Dawn.
Hello.
Hello, Dawn.
Hi. I just wanted to get a reading on my relationship. My guy, Daniel Alon, and I, we are going through a rough patch. So I just wanted to know, will it get better? So, yeah.
Okay.
What was going on with you guys back in May?
I think we just came back from a trip. That was the end of April. So we just came back from a trip. We could have been arguing at that time. I'm not sure. I can't remember, but I know
after
in April.
After the trip, you guys really started. This is where a lot of your things really started kind of flying, wasn't it?
Yes, after the trip.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when we're working with couples, one of the things that we do suggest is that they do take a trip because there's so many things you're going to find out about each other during that process.
Right.
And so this right here is basically, you know, I mean, I honestly and truthfully, now, I'm going to tell you something that's not going to sound very psychic. But it is about the process right now. Now, you and Daniel are not in a place where it's about what's going to happen to us. You're at a place where it's about behavior, because there's some things, like I'm saying, that you're when you came back from that trip a few months ago. There's been things that, you know, you've been rubbing him the wrong way. He's been rubbing you the wrong way. You've been trying to overcompensate. It's about behavior, where if you just sort of pulled back while he was tripping, things would have just come back together again. So
Sorry.
Yeah.
He's tripping, then I'm tripping, and we both tripping, and then.
Exactly. Now, the thing is that since, you know, we're about to start getting ready for another Mercury retrograde. And what I suggest you do, you know, over the next 3 or 4 weeks is just pull everything back to yourself, focus on the things that you need to deal with, and you're going to start seeing his behavior start to work more towards you. What are you doing? Why are you not calling? What's going on? What you up to? Who are you talking to? What are you doing? You know, and you're going to see him starting to put more into it, and this is the stuff that's going to get you guys back on track.
Okay. At least there's
Now. Yeah, there is a lot of hope, sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
As long as we keep showing up every day, there's hope.
Okay.
You know, as long as, because you've got to remember, and one of the things that I'm telling you, this is a statement that does not sound profound, but it is, is that we do exactly what we want to do. Every single day, we really, truly do what we want to do.
Even if we say, oh, I don't want to do it, but
you really do want to do it. And so, like I said, you need to pull back so he can start doing some things so that he'll see that this is something that he wants to do, this is a place where he wants to be, and he's not going to be, you know, putting things off on you and acting like whatever, you know.
Right.
And it's like I said, it's almost simple, but it's not easy for us to let people be who they really need to be. That's
right.
The hard part. So you basically, if you imagine that relationships are climbing a staircase, you're stuck on a step right now where when you turn around, you see him down there just sort of like acting miserable and acting like whatever. So you've got to just basically sit back and let him come up to where you are.
Okay.
And that's going to be really hard for you to do. So it sounds simple, but it's really, really not. And so you've got an exercise in patience and faith, and he has an exercise of basically accountability. And this is where you guys are, and he needs to walk up to patience.
Okay.
And then you'll understand. You'll understand.
Okay.
And remember, too, even if you guys do break up, if you just say, you know what, screw this, I'm going home, and you take a hatchet and you just say, I'm not doing this anymore, the next person you're involved with, you're going to be right back in the same spot faster than you can say, you know, whatever. You know, you'll be in the same exact place because we always go exactly to where we are. If you think about, remember when the first time somebody held your hand and the first time you had a kiss, how this was like earth-moving, beautiful, amazing stuff that happened in your life. But now you can hold hands like a champ. You can kiss like a pro. It's nothing off your back. Nothing off your back. So basically when you climb the steps faster, but the place where you're stuck, you will stay stuck until you let the other person get to where they need to be.
Okay, so my strategy is just fall back and have some patience and faith, basically.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Because if you really do believe in this, and I know you guys are going to be okay, if you do the right strategy.
Okay?
All right. Okay. There you go.
Thanks.
Now, basically, in the time period that I want you just to focus on, between now and, like, Halloween. Just focus on this time period here. Don't think beyond that. Just focus on that, and you'll start to see things really shift. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right, dear. Okay, hon. Let us know how you're doing, Dawn.
Okay, I will check in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Say something about chicken.
Chicken. I want some chicken.
It's interesting that that girl was phoning up saying, how do you think the relationship's going to go in the future for me and DeMichael? And all of this is like, who's on the phone? Who's on the damn phone? Get off the phone. There's your answer.
Well, I mean, she said she was at work.
All right, so she could have been like a boss.
Well, I just wondered maybe when, because I was like wondering if maybe she worked in a group home, but after that, after hearing all that noise, you know, I guess.
Yeah, it just seemed noisy in there, so maybe.
Yeah.
There
you go. But seriously, that is a lot of the answer right there.
I really need a wee.
Okay,
so
well,
bad.
You go do that. We've got about 13 minutes left, so I'm going to play a song while you go do what you've got to do, which is going to be magical.
Well, there's one here that's only like 2 minutes 48. I don't really want to play that.
I want to pick one, please.
Okay, no, it's not too long because we still have a couple of things to cover. So.
Okay,
all right. I'll be.
Okay.
eats a pig cause the pig is a cop, or better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega, but I ain't going out like no punk bitch, get used to one Valeo and I might switch it up, up and around, then buck buck get down, put out your head and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya, spitting out lyrics, homie, I wet ya, I came to get down, I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around, jump around. Jump around, jump around, jump up and get down.
Well, if you didn't know this, actually DJ Lethal from the House of Pain is, you know, actually was in Limp Bizkit as well. Why are you shaking your head? Are you, alright, okay. So, a Mexican singer who has posed with a jar apparently containing... containing two of her ribs. Ariadna Thalia Sodimaranda has taunted fans for years with the suggestion that she had two ribs removed to make her waist thinner. Last week, the 40-year-old reignited the rumour by mentioning it in an interview, and there she is posing with her ribs in a jar. So I'll stick that in the chat room so you can have a look at that, because that's just weird. Actually had them to make it look slimmer.
I'm going to get that done. And I'm also going to get some of that African skin bleach where you put it on and it just burns all your skin off. And then you have, like, this milky skin. I'm going to get
Michael
all
Jackson.
Of that. I don't know what he used, but there's some singer over there that used some sort of bleach that, it burnt all her skin off, and she was able to peel off, you know, the skin, and it revealed this, you know, this milky, clean, pure skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that on my elbow.
Nice.
I'm not going to do that. Mess up crazy.
So I was working. What, have you seen the picture?
Yeah, I've seen the picture of the
girl
with the ribs.
Oh, look, it's my ribs in the jar. Little shiny bit.
I bet she ate them with a barbecue.
I reckon she pickled them.
And a nice salsa.
She pickled them. She's going to eat them. So anyway, in work today, we were trying to find some guy. An item, and it didn't have a location on the computer. It was really weird. Didn't have a location for where it was in the building. So I came over to the carousel and I said, you know what, it could be in here, a big rotating carousel we've got with all these parts in. I said, there's about 800 drawers here. About 800 of them started rotating the carousel. I said,
I bet
I
you
don't
picked
know.
The drawer that was in.
It's rotating, and it says about 800 drawers here. I said it could be in any of these because it hasn't got a location, and I opened the drawer, and you ruined the story.
One time, this is a few years ago. This is like maybe 4 years ago. My brother was, his wife was pregnant.
And you chose
again.
My drawer.
And the name that they were picking, the name.
And it was in there, and you chose right one out of 800. Is that what happened?
And the name, the names they picked were just absolutely, just wow. But anyway, so there was this name they picked, and I said to Bill, I said, okay, Bill, guess what name they picked. And so he said, okay, just sit back and focus with me. And he said, are they going to name their child Dance? And I was like, no, but they're thinking about naming their child Dante. The only thing he missed was he made the T a C. So I know that Bill is, you know, he's a good receiver when it comes to certain things. So he tries to make it sound like something he did something phenomenal, but it was just regular old Bill stuff.
You're right, actually. It happens every day, these kind of things. But,
you try to act like it's all extraordinary.
So we've got a couple of minutes. I'm going to play the outro song in a few minutes because I get the last say in everything. So, how dare you make a noise? Well, that's enough of the news and stuff, but... what are you laughing at?
Angela wants that skin cream link so she can bleach her butthole. She didn't really say that.
What color is it at the moment? Can she get like one of those paint charts and point it out?
She can.
Tequila sunrise.
Is your butthole tequila sunrise, Angela?
Give it a good wipe first, just to make sure. You never know.
Take a picture. Oh my goodness! Stop.
Send a picture of it, so and then I can do some Photoshop on it. That's the next best thing. And then I can post that's it online awful. And pretend.
Oh, her mother can't listen to this. We don't need to be saying. I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I'm joking. I'm
no,
joking.
You're not joking. You're right. I saw the text. She's bleaching her anus.
Anyway, I don't know if we're going to have time to play the outro song.
You got damn right we are, because I'm going to play it now.
Okay.
Here we go. Thanks to everybody for listening and tuning in, and hopefully we'll be back same time next week with lots more exciting stuff. And we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Your deception.